91.3 KXCI Tucson. I'm Miranda here on International Women's Day to talk about the Outlaw Project, which is a culmination of 3 years of planning by Monica Jones and supporting advocates. This project would not have been possible without the support of the Tucson community. It's named in honor of Sharmis Outlaw, who was a tireless advocate and fighter for the rights of trans women and sex workers. I really enjoyed chatting with Monica, and I hope you enjoy hearing our conversation.
Maybe we could start off by talking about what brought you to the point where you decided to pursue this specific project, Tiny Homes.
It was a process. It started off in 2016 after a dear friend of mine named Sharmis Outlaw passed away. And she was this amazing Black trans activist who dealt with HIV policy, housing, and harm reduction. And on our way out to South Africa for an International AIDS conference, while I was there, I saw these shipping containers that they were using for offices and mobile HIV tests and sites. I was like, oh, wow, it'd be really great to have those into tiny homes for trans women. I started the process of looking for like shipping containers, calculating the prices of them, and like looking for land here, and especially in Phoenix, Arizona. But COVID happened, and then the housing market went, the prices of land and everything went up in here in Phoenix. And so I had a dear friend of mine in Tucson, and they knew someone that was selling their house. And I bought the house, and the house had a lot of land on it. Coincidentally, Tucson had passed a law about EDUs, and here we are now.
So the accessory dwelling unit, the ADU ordinance, has helped make this project possible?
Yes, it has. It like really has allowed us to like navigate this system where we can do it by the books, and a lot of community support is helping us come up with blueprints and work with the city and stuff like that.
That's really exciting. Can you talk a little bit about specifically why you wanted this project to be for the purpose of like housing trans women?
The housing crisis here in Arizona in general is impacting everyone. I know that like a lot of rents are going up $600, going up $1,000. And so I knew that like trans women, especially trans women of color, are directly impacted by housing insecurities. And the move from affordable housing has impacted trans women. Like, we don't have access to like those affordable housing. And so what happens is even apartment complexes who are under like HUD housing, Section 8 and like affordable housing are turning away vouchers because it's more profitable to just rent them out at the price they want to because of the housing insecurity that's going on here in the state. And so I knew that like trans women were going to be directly impacted because like so many trans women face discrimination when it comes to housing. And so we want to make sure that like trans women, especially trans women of color, have access to housing.
And you said that you've received a lot of community support. Do you feel like Tucson really shows up for this kind of project that recognizes that housing insecurity impacts folks differently?
Yeah, I think Tucson is unique where it's this place that understands like, hey, housing is very important. And I think just with the EDUs being authorized, it's like this thing is saying like, hey, we understand like people are experiencing housing. This is what you can do to remedy that by building these EDUs and using those as affordable housing. And so I think Tucson has this unique look on housing than the rest of the state does.
There were a lot of steps, and the Outlaw Project is kind of in the middle. There was like some demo stuff, right? Like taking down the old structure.
Yeah.
Did you have to do any like land clearing or, I mean, what kinds of things did you have to do?
So when we got the house, when I purchased the house, I was like, ooh, this house is going to need a lot of work. And then when we look at the land, we were like, oh, there's a lot of trees. There's a lot of structures that are already here. First thing I did was hired people to come out and clear out most of the stuff. And that was like an ongoing process. And then a person who does landscaping, like, hey, I got this back hose and I can come in and demo it, tear down the sheds. And so that happened. We rented out the waste management, the really big roll away trash things, and filled those up like five times. And so then the last thing we did so far was to tear down the trees and have the trees cut down. And that was a lot of donation. They were really amazing that gave just came and volunteered their time to tear down the trees.
Talk about the community showing up. Do you have a vision for this project being like scaled up or replicated in other parts of Tucson?
Yes. After we get, I always call it Site A. My next vision is Site B, which is more housing units on a bigger plot of land. And so having those as long-term housing. And so they're not short-term housing, they're like long-term housing for trans women of color, especially here in Tucson.
That's awesome. What are some other things that you would want to share about the project that you think folks should know? Like, are there ways to help?
Yeah, so there's many ways. We have our GoFundMe, and we have our physical sponsor who is Social and Environmental Entrepreneur. If you go to their website, you can click on a donation and find the Outlaw Practice, the Outlaw Project there on their donation page, or you can donate directly to our GoFundMe or directly to the Outlaw Project.
How long has the work been going on this land, and like how close are you to getting the tiny homes on there?
So the work been going on since June and July. We're really close, so I'm hoping to have our grand opening in July. Right now, we're just waiting to hear back from the city on the blueprints that we submitted. And so once we hear back from that, we will be in the process of building the tiny homes.
Has it been hard navigating all the different steps and like paperwork and permissions and things like that?
Yeah, it's very hard. Like right now we were doing, I'm trying to get the plumbing, and in Tucson, our plumbing starts off at 3 feet. And now in the middle of the property, it goes down to 12 feet. And so that's like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of work. Understanding like there will always be obstacles, but knowing that there's communities out there helping us and supporting us so that this dream can come true. And I think it's very important that Tucson knows that like none of this would happen without the help and support of people who live in Tucson. And so I really want to give thanks to like all the Tucson residents that live there and supporting this project, because without Tucson, this would not ever happen as badly as it has.
It's International Women's Day, and they have like a little tagline, break the bias. I'm wondering, do you have any messages for Tucsonans who might be listening about breaking the bias? We just spent some time talking about how supportive the community's been about your project, but do you think that there's still any bias in Tucson?
I think like any place, there are those pockets of biases, right? And so understanding that like you might be an ally, but ally also means to be active, and understanding that trans people are under attack every day, understanding that like when we talk about International Women's Day, we must also talk about trans women and how just now that our rights are being attacked in Texas, Florida, and all these states that are criminalizing parents who support their trans children and everything else. And so always acknowledging that like International Women's Day is a day to celebrate women, but it's also a day to celebrate all women, no matter race, gender, ethnicity.
What do you think about the whole women plus thing? Do you think that that's like a good idea, or should it just be women?
I think whatever you want to call yourself, whatever you want to go by that. Doesn't matter if it's women plus or just women, because I know a lot of people who are just fighting just to be recognized as women. I know people who are fighting to be recognized as women plus. And so just don't forget the underlying thing that we are all here and we all identify as a marginalized group, and understanding that like we should not fight or argue over words, but fight and argue over actions.
I love that. Any last thoughts about actions that folks can take to support?
People can follow us on Instagram at the Outlaw Project One. And on there, you can see the stories of like the process of beginning of the project until the end. And you can also go on and see our, click on our GoFundMe link in our bio to donate. And I think it's very important that like we sustain ourselves off of individual donors.
Yeah, and just like regular folks, right? Like regular not folks.
Yes.
Well, thanks for joining me to talk about the Outlaw Project. We're interested in amplifying the work that you're doing, especially for International Women's Day.
Yes, thank you.